Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us in a new episode of The House of Truth, Back to Reality. Well, I am Asma. I have the privilege to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Hassanain from India and Sister Zainab from India as well. Well, I'm so happy to have you here both. Would you please introduce yourself very much briefly?
Assalamu alaikum. I am Zainab Askari from Indian Administrative Kashmir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, sisters. And salamun alaikum, everyone listening to the IRIB English Radio. I am Hassanain from India.
So, welcome, both of you. So, as we studied literature, we have been through too much of this concept that each character has got more than what you just see or just read in these pages of the book. Like, when you are going to analyze a character, you have to dig deeper and get into the utmost reality of that person, which is when they are sharing some soliloquies. That is, some words you are saying to your own self. Those moments are exactly the moments when you're showing your own true self to your own self, because we usually do not show our reality to others. It is something hidden inside of us, and in some special occasions, even we can see it ourselves. And not many people even can get into that point because they're not very much honest with themselves. Now, in reality, every single one of us has got three dimensions, three, let's say, masks on their face. One is with myself, one is with others, and the other one is
with a friend.
Yeah, with a friend. So, what do you think?
I agree. We do have masks.
Of course.
And there's a face we show to the world. There's a face we show to our family, friends. And there's a face we show to ourselves. We actually are. The face that we don't show to anyone is the real form of us.
Yeah.
So, now if the question is like, shall we be having dual faces or not? Or I think I agree.
No, there's no question upon that. There is.
And if
you
arrange this thing in order, I guess, you know, this might be true that, you know, with ourselves is the most real one.
Yeah.
Then with our friends, then with
half
people.
Real, and then with people not real at all. Right?
Yeah.
So is it called pretending? The face that we show to our friends and to the other people.
Of course we are pretending.
Why do we have to pretend?
Because we don't want others to know our real colors. We don't want to lose them, maybe. And not even Allah likes that.
To show your true self to others?
I'm not saying exactly that. But as we read in the Dua Kamal as well, like, oh Allah, forgive me for the sins that only you know. Forgive me for the sins. Like, you have not revealed what you know about me. Because if you reveal that and then, I don't know.
Nobody would look at me.
That dignity will be gone all. And it's your, you know, mercy on me that you know all about me. So there should be that one true face should be with Allah. But sometimes there are even people who are not real with even Allah. Because I known people actually in their childhood. Now I don't know how they are. For example, they recite prayers when their friends are around, when their family is around. And if someone would have asked, did you offer the Zohar prayers? Like, and they would say, yeah, I did, but they never did. So here they are being, I don't know.
This is called hypocrisy.
Yeah. So they're being, as if playing with Allah as well, showing him another kind of face. But I think at least even if you have dual faces or dual personalities or multiple personalities, with your Allah should be true at least.
Yeah, so brother.
You know, as you were talking about pretending.
Yeah.
It's you can call it pretending, but it's not always pretending.
So what
sometimes
is it?
It's your requirement, what you require for the specific moment or specific situation. Because, you know, you cannot be same with random people, with strangers, as you're with your friends.
Yeah.
It's what's the requirement of the time.
So you mean that sometimes it's logic?
sometimes, you know, I cannot behave in the same way as I with a stranger as I behave mm-hmm. with my friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I'm more comfortable with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable when I'm around my family.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I won't be the same guy in my friend circle and in random, you know, in a random group of people.
With strangers.
Yeah, so I might be introvert when I'm outside. I might be extrovert when I'm with my friends.
Exactly.
So it's sometimes what is required.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always pretending. It might be sometimes.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's totally
true. I don't
know
the difference of
So
opinion,
right
yeah.
now that we have come to an agreement, let's go for a break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. This is still Back to Reality. And we're talking about people, human beings as in general, having different faces and different masks or whatever you just call it. Again, in literature, we have another concept that is called decorum. That is, content and form should come together. Just like what brother said, like when I am with a bunch of people who are strangers, I am going to act accordingly. As someone with shields, I'm protecting myself actually from them. And I guess this is wise. This is being wise, comporting yourself with the situation.
Yeah.
You come to act according to where you are. Of course, when I am with my friends, I'm not going to be that way with the strangers. Or the way I am with my family, I'm not going to be that way with my, for example, and with the people who have come into my life very much recently or newly, or things like that. Now, the question is, which one should we trust more? A real one or the one we create to show other people?
Obviously the one we are.
Mm-hmm. The real one is a real you.
Because the one that you do not show to others is a real you.
No, because sometimes I come to the point that I believe that is me. You know what I mean? We have seen it many times around us, that there are people, just as you said, those hypocrite people who do things in front of other people and then they get much of, appreciation from people around them so that they come to the point where they themselves even come to believe that, okay, I am that good of a person. Not the real one, I show it to myself.
You know, first we say, you know, pretending can be according to the need of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we act accordingly. But sometimes it's also hypocrisy.
Yeah.
You know, you showcase yourself in front of people to be a religious person, a pious person.
Yeah.
Well, indeed, actually, you're not. You sin a lot. But when you come in front of people, you show that you're a great...
Or maybe even a kind person. There are many women out there. If you look at them, you feel, oh my God, how kind she is. But if
you're
dig
something
deeper,
outside and something
yeah,
else inside.
Yeah, a monster comes out.
Yeah,
they're
so
plotting all the time.
When you're alone, that's the real yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes it also happens, you know, when you're alone, you don't just open up yourself. You know, the real self, you know, your family or your friends, you know, the potential you have in yourself.
Yeah.
That, you know, the family, you know, brings that out in you.
Mm-hmm.
Your real self.
Exactly.
When you don't, this happens when you don't believe in yourself.
And mm-hmm. sometimes it's not always, for example, it's not always like you have been showing good attitude, good things to others that they feel of you. Sometimes you even show the negative of you.
Yeah.
To others, but you actually are not.
Exactly.
For example,
that happens as well.
Importance of saying no is something that we should be really discussing and we should be
working on that really. Yes.
Exactly. Sometimes as a girl, I remember as a girl, we are not, we just mix up some things. That is, one is respecting others, respecting elders, respect, and then not being able to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, for example, somebody is actually, she invites you something, come let's go and like, for example, be friends with non-mahrams because it's okay for her, but it's not according to your teachings. Mm. It's not okay
She's
for you.
She's inviting you for something bad.
But still, you have a respect for that friend. And because of that respect, you're not able to say no to her. But in deep within you, when you're alone, you're getting hurt with this feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know? So sometimes what you show to you, you agreed with your friend. But deep down, alone, when you're alone, you really don't want to be friends with normal. So sometimes we pretend to be something
that we aren't,
negative with others.
Actually, it's important to get to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hadith that says, "Man arafa nafsa,
faqad
arafa rabba." Like whoever recognizes himself, recognizes his Lord.
Allah.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to get to know yourself. And one more thing we should pay attention to over here is there might be people who are, you know, in our surroundings, they might talk bad about you.
Mm-hmm.
Or in contrast, you know, they might, you know, beat your trumpets. Like yeah. They might boast you.
Yeah.
So this thing makes you proud of yourself. And, you know, in contrast, like, you know, when someone's talking bad about you, this might lower your self-esteem. So, but when you know, when you recognize yourself,
when you know who you are, yourself,
so
yes.
these things, these factors doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's calling you, oh, you're such a great person, but well, in fact, reality, you know what you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when some of this trash in my hand, I close my hand, this trash in my fist, and someone comes and tells me there are diamonds in your hand. So that, just by him telling me something, that trash doesn't change into diamonds.
Yeah, exactly. Now this is very important.
So you know what
important.
Is in your hands.
Yeah.
And in contrast, when there are diamonds and someone comes and tells me that there's trash in your hands, I know what it is. I know it's the diamonds in my hand.
Yeah.
So this thing, it doesn't affect me. And so we shouldn't let these things
affect us
or overcome us.
Yeah. So this is very important. No matter what other people have seen of me, what my family have seen of me, I should know my truth and then not be affected by whatever that comes from the outside world. Not to be too happy with the appreciation that comes to me and not to be too sad with the all the reproaches that gets to me. This is back to reality, and this is the last part, of course. Sister Zainab was about to say something. The problem with society.
Yeah, we have one of the problems in my society, like the society that I come in from. At the time of marrying someone, now girls believe, boys believe that they are starting a new life together, and now they reveal things they should have never been revealing to each other. Like they just want to step into new life, but they start revealing things. And then they say it's very important to be honest. It's very important to be revealing everything.
Yeah.
You never know what kind of... Actually, even in Islamic teachings as well, every truth is not meant to be said. Because Prophet Moses, probably, he was praying with a group for rain.
Yeah.
And then he gets a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there's one person in this group who is a sinner, and that's why your dua is not getting, you know, answered. And now, what does this person do? The person knows I am a sinner. He does the best thing a sinner can do. He apologizes to Allah.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly starts raining. And then Prophet Moses asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what happened. And he says that the person apologized. That's why rain actually came down. And then Prophet Moses says, I want to know which person it was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he beautifully says here, when he was a sinner, I didn't reveal him to you. How can I reveal him now when he has apologized to and actually come towards me?
Yeah.
This in itself teaches us a lot of things. What kinds of faces we should have, when, where, with whom, and how.
So, brother, in one sentence, the final thing.
See the situation and act accordingly.
Exactly.
And sometimes it becomes necessary to pretend. Like being a Muslim or a Muslimah, when you're outside in the society and people know that you're a Muslim, sometimes you have to pretend because you're representing a community. Although no one's the representative of Islam except the Ahlul Bayt. But you know, outside in the society, what people see you as? People see you as a Muslim. So there, even if you pretend, I say it's okay because, you know, if you do something wrong, they won't say that this dude has done something wrong.
Because people's you're kind of ambassador of that particular
community. Yeah, people are going to say, look at these Muslim guys. What are they doing? So sometimes you actually need to pretend when you're outside with the people.
Mm. Yeah, and a step pretending hypocrisy is not a very good thing. That's all the time that we had for today. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.